Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And welcome back to Hour 3, and it's all thanks to our friends at King G. They make some great workwear, King G. I know that you asked me earlier on, Hoops, about the possibility of getting some. I don't know if they make them anymore. I remember I came around to your place that joint that time you were working in the yard, and you had like a bib and brace thing with no T-shirt on underneath.
Fabricate stories,
so
Anthony.
I'll see if King G still make a bib and brace.
That's right, Porkies. You tell enough in everyday life as it is. So what? Do yourself a favour.
No, don't go
down that road.
Mate. Don't be embarrassed, okay?
I'm not embarrassed.
I'll speak to the people at King G. I know you're not a workman. I know you're too soft to do a proper...
Hang on, mate. This coming from the bloke who gets a chap, as he likes to say, Gordon, to mow his lawn. He gets a chap to change the light bulb. Fair dinkum. What do you do around
that
compound
in Little
Bay?
Well, I'm not a real man, mate. I'm not a real man. I get a real man.
You can't even mow the lawn.
I get a real man to do...
Why can't you mow the lawn? Is it that hard?
That's the only way he gets rid of his cash.
Mate,
he's got to help
because
less people are saying no cash, just card.
No.
That is the only way.
Germs. You're an
idiot,
mate.
The germs you got buried in your backyard.
Listen, mate. Let me tell
you
something.
You want to go at the Titans, mate? I'm going to go at you for the next 6 months.
The Gold Coast Titans.
What about choppy clothes? What about this? Listen here. Keep on digging. Chainsaw teeth,
mate.
I saw you turn your face around to the camera like a rat with a gold tooth. You just, mate. You wait. You wait till they open the Queensland borders. I'm coming down there,
mate. I reckon if the Titans really put their heart and soul into it, they could finish second last this year, and I hope they do for your sake too, Gordon.
I'm tipping you're glad you've opened up this conversation,
Anthony. Geez, I hope they beat South. Hey, do you know what, Anthony? Because you know how you're really good at just betting and doing some stupid things. Well, I'll do this and I'll do that. Like singing a national anthem, that is the only bet that you've actually stuck up to. Do you want to have one? Do you want to have one with me about, you know, Titans and Souths or something like that?
Oh, please. You're not going to compare the Titans to Souths.
But what happens if we beat you in the game?
Well, mate, I don't think that'll ever happen in your lifetime.
Okay.
Certainly not in the next year, okay?
But what if it does?
Well, mate, I could...
Are you going to make a stupid statement?
No, I won't make a stupid statement. We'll have a proper bet. I'll take the Rabbitohs. You'll take the Titans, okay?
I'm glad you raised, Gordon. I'm glad you raised stupid statements because we haven't brought this up until this point in time. But speaking of foolish bets... Anthony was hosting a function.
You were hosting a function
throughout the pre-season, and he made a statement in front of a crowd out at Wentworthville, which is Parramatta Eels heartland. Yeah. If the Eels make the top four this year, I will get breast implants. Confirm or deny.
And he already got them!
So you can't deny.
Nah, well, apparently happened.
Anthony, I thought you got them a couple of years ago. Don't you mean a reduction?
Mate, firstly, it was supposedly said at Castle Hill RSL, but do I deny saying it? I never said it. I completely deny it. And I did say, if I do get them, I'll go to Honey Badette and get a nice little bra and put them in and I'll wander in here in it. But I didn't even say it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit of football now. Gordon, while we are talking about clubs, in the fair dinkum department, and I'm just being factual here, the Titans are 0-2, but it was only two games in. We did see some signs of what they can do in 2020. How do you see the season remaining for the Titans?
Oh, it's going to be a tough one. Obviously, where they were last year, the positive signs were when they played against the Raiders, they had a pretty good second half, Anthony, but they're going to struggle to win games this year. But if they win half of their games, it'll be a positive. Thanks for bringing it up.
No worries at all. No, it'd be good if they win half of their games.
Yeah.
Boys, the Warriors...
Well, mate, I don't know. Well, they haven't played for like 6 weeks. So, mate, what's going to happen, mate? They could come out and win five in a row, Anthony. You'll be eating your words.
If they do. I tell you what, if they win five in a row, don't worry about breast implants. I'll get a sex change. No, I won't. I'm just kidding. All right, boys, we'll take break.
You're funny.
Our number is 133353. Our award-winning segment, I Call BS, is coming up next as Triple M rocks the footy. We've got a special guest on the phone all the way from the beautiful, beautiful city of the Gold Coast, which we love, Jai Arrow. Welcome to the Saturday Simbin.
Hey, boys, how you going? It's actually not a good day up here. It's pissing down, so jinxed it, I think.
So that's what suburb do you live at, Jai?
So I'm in Burleigh Heads. I've got my own little place there, and I'm doing renovations too, so I'm in a nice little spot.
Yeah, just down the road from Redfern.
Yeah, well, it's just Redfern is just like Burleigh, mate. You'll love it.
Yeah, a long way away, but exactly.
Hey, Joy, just to let you know, Anthony is a tragic South supporter, so he's so happy that you're gone, and that's why he's pretty much sucking up to you. He bags the Titans every day. He's bagged them today on radio for about an hour, and he gets the pleasure, because I'm sitting in the Brisbane studio, so he gets the pleasure of just basically having a shot personally at you, because you're our best player. So that's what he does when he bags the Titans.
Nonsense, Joy, but what do you say to that?
Oh, look, what can I say? Everyone's got their own opinion, and I suppose if that's your opinion, then that's what you stick with. So I'm not going to say anything about that. But, obviously I made the decision to go down. So, but I love the club up here, and I love the Gold Coast as well. So I'm not going to say a bad word about that.
Before you come on, Jai, and I know that you probably weren't listening to Anthony, but Anthony said, because he was teasing me about the Titans, and I said that the Titans are going to go on a running streak and we might win 5 in a row. And Anthony comes up with stupid bets, and he said that if the Titans win 5 in a row, he's going to get a sex change.
Yeah.
Can we put that up at Parkwood or whatever? Just put it up, mate, on the training board, that there's a radio jock in Sydney that doesn't think we can win 5 games in a row, and he'll get a sex change.
100%, I'm all for it. I might get that.
Sorry, hashtag Maroon five, gets right. A sex change.
Well, let's worry about it after you win 5 in a row, Jai.
Well, I'll hold you to that too. How good would that be?
I was only joking, mate. I even said that, mate. You live up there in God's country, but we can't wait to get you at South. And thank you for your time this afternoon, Jai Arrow.
No worries, thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Welcome back to it. 133353 is our number. We do it for our mates at Bryden's Lawyers. And then, of course, 1-800-848-848. If you need legal protection, legal advice, get hold of Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed. Obviously, I am dealing with Bryden's at the moment with a couple of things that are going on around here. Rabbitohs 26, Tigers 24, Manly 32, Dogs 20. We've got Penrith 20, Parramatta 2. Penrith have now won 13 straight. Raiders 37, Dragons 8, Roosters 42, Knights 12. And, of course, the ticker tape has just finished up there at Cavill Avenue because the Titans have won their third straight game. Titans 18, Broncos 6. He'll be a Rabbitoh, though, next year. He's seen the light and he's on the phone. Jai Arrow, welcome to Sunday Triple MNRL.
No, thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Fantastic, mate. Most importantly, we're loving the haircuts. How are they taking it around Broadbeach and around the Goldie there? They loving it?
No, well, I'm not allowed. We're in the got the lockout rules.
Of course, so,
bubble.
Yeah,
it's a trick question, Joy. He's trying to get you.
The bubbles, so I can't let it fly. I can't let the mullet fly on the Gold Coast at the moment. But hopefully, sooner rather than later, I can get out and let me pull Joy out.
Well, mate, you just look like another one of the lunatics in Redfern Street with that hairdo. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I definitely suit. I definitely suit down in Redfern. That's for sure. I've been told that many times. So. That was the plan. I'll stick to it.
These three wins in a row have been terrific. And actually, last time we spoke to you, Jai, I don't know if you can remember or not. We'll jog your memory. We'll just play a little bit of audio from our host, Anthony Maroon.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, if they win 5 in a row, don't worry about breast implants. I'll get a sex change. Jai, as you know, mate, I meant...
There you go. Yeah. Hey, I remember that. I said, I'll hold you to that when we do win. For always a 3 in a row, so you got to get one now, do you?
Well, hang on. You don't want to get ahead of yourself.
5.
And, Jai, also, as you know, mate, I meant coming out of the COVID period.
No.
Not in the history of the Gold Coast Titans.
No, Jai, he said 5 in a row, mate. You're currently at 3 in a row, and there's 2 rounds left. You've got Manly. And then who was the last game against
that?
Newcastle Knights. So, mate, I tell you what, you've got 3 blokes here who are really riding you blokes hard at the moment.
I'll be flying into the next 2 games. I'll pay a lot of money to watch you get a sex change.
Good on you, mate. All the best with it.
Thanks, boys.
Big story out of the weekend, of course, was the Gold Coast Titans, Gordon, flying 4 in a row. They've put the cleaners through Manly at Brookvale Oval, and that sets up the SCC showdown next Friday evening.
Yeah, good afternoon to all the listeners. No, it's a It was a great weekend of footy, wasn't it? It started Thursday night, and yesterday it was. I watched the game with interest. I went to the Broncos Leagues Club and sat down and grabbed a schooner and just watched the Titans win. And the text messages were flying between us about that. And I've done a bit of digging, Anthony, and the cheapest place for you is probably to go on a holiday to Thailand and get it done in Thailand.
Yeah, well,
they did good work over there.
I won't be saying anything about that.
And you can get on a couple of tuk-tuks.
Suffice to say that legally I am covered. The real story will come out. And those who support me know the real story, know what I really said on that day, on that Saturday back in March. Just before we go on to the game, I just want to publicly say, Hoops, Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, Peter Sterling, Tom Birmingham, who works behind the scenes here, Tony Soprano, Charlie White. I have not been able to count on your support. Not one person that works here. I have not been able to count on your support through this whole debacle. If anyone was listening on that day, you know exactly what I said. And the audio will come to light. So to the thousands of people that stopped me in Redfern Street this week and said, mate, we're with you, the truth will be revealed.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Thursday night footy on tonight. Battle of the Battle of the Wooden Spooners, basically. Broncos up against the Cowboys. But big game on over the weekend with our boys, the Titans, taking on the Newcastle Knights. Now, Anthony Maroon, he's a young up-and-coming commentator. You know, he's in contention for the Dally M Commentator of the Year. He made a comment at the start of the season when he thought that the Gold Coast Titans would go like bustards. Now, bear in mind, the Titans have just won four in a row. If they win on the weekend, it'll be a club record five in a row. But back when they'd done bugger all, Maroon said this about the Gold Coast Titans.
I tell you what, if they win five in a row, don't worry about breast implants. I'll get a sex change.
Oh, the laughter. Oh, they were yucking it up. Maroon is joining us right now. G'day, Maroon. How are you, mate?
Luke, good, mate. Sorry, just that's my dog in the background. Every time he hears that audio, he blows up.
Maroon, I love your style, mate. I don't know if I've ever got to chat to you before, but you strike me as a man of your word. Like, you strike me as an honourable man.
Well, mate, this is the thing. Like, I mean, I am a man of my word, Luke, and that's why, you're the first person to actually give me the platform here to tell you what actually happened.
And go ahead.
Well, you know, I noticed you've got the audio there. Mm-hmm. You've only got to play another 3 seconds of that audio where I say to those palookas, I say, obviously, you blokes, I'm joking. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're claiming that this has been edited and that you go on to retract your statement. Is that what you're claiming?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you've only got to listen to another 1 second of that audio and I say, I'm joking. But they never give me that opportunity, mate. You know, I'm not claiming it's edited. I'm telling you for a fact that audio has been doctored. Mate, I wish the Gold Coast Titans all of... Mate, I spent half my life up there with my grandkids running around the joint. And I love the Gold Coast. I only wish them success. I just try and rattle Big Gordy's cage, that's all.
Well, how's Gordy treated you then with regards to this? Because if what you're saying is true, then someone's being dishonourable here, Maroon. It's either you or it's Big Gordy.
Yeah, it's him. He's being dishonourable here, mate. Yes, he is. 100%.
Well, hang on a second, Maroon. Hang on. It's unfair to talk bad about Gordy without giving him a right of reply. Gordy Tallis joins us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Gordy.
Good afternoon. Hello, Anthony.
I should have known there's going to be another stitch-up.
Mate, listen. On Sunday, you said if you play another 10 seconds of the audio, you will hear me say it. Then when we just opened up the show, you said, listen, you play another 3 seconds. Then you said 1 second. How many seconds is it before you change your mind? Mate, and you've been giving it to the Gold Coast, mate. We've started a GoFundMe page. You can not only get one, but you can go stay at the Versace for a month. That's how much money we've got for you to get the sex change, because you've done nothing but put crap on the Titans all year, and our fans are fed up with it.
What do you say to that, Maroon?
Well, look, I say I wish the Titans all the success in the world. I only ever did it to get up to rattle his cage, because him and those other bullies, they get on that show every Sunday and get ripping to me about everything else. No. So I was just trying to have a little bit of fun, but.
Maroon, if you've done it, it sounds like in, it, the The moral of Maroon's story seems to be that you're a hero out of this, because you have in some way inspired the Titans to go on to great feats this year. They've won four in a row, probably on the back of your inspiration, Maroon, and so much so that our phones have been going berserk this week from Gold Coast Titans players vying to get onto our show to chat to you once we gave the word that you were going to be joining us this afternoon. We haven't had the time to talk to the Titans this week, but they've left messages, Maroon. Have a listen to this.
Hey, Maroon, it's Tanner Boyd from the Gold Coast Titans here. Yeah, we are going for five in a row, and that's going to be a record. And I'd like to see you in my grandma's dress, actually, at sex change, so that'd be pretty good to see. Hey, Maroon, it's Jai Arrow here, mate. This is just a quick message to say that, you know, it's my last game this weekend, and just quietly we've won four in a row, going for five, and it's a big, I suppose, occasion for myself and my last game at the club, but an even bigger occasion for yourself, because next week you're going to be getting a sex change, the old snip snip, so get the scissors out, champ, because I can't wait to see that.
Do you know, guys, and I'm glad you got Jai there, because it started with Anthony putting rubbish on me, and I said, listen, we could go on a run. And he goes, listen, if you go on a run and you win five in a row, I'll get breast implants, right? But then when Jai come on, right, I related that story. And that's when Anthony went one step further. He goes, I won't get breast implants. I'll get a whole sex change.
Come on,
so
Maroon.
So Jai's been in on this for the whole time.
Well, let me ask you this, Maroon. You're a broadcaster of, you know, well-renowned broadcaster. And you downright know that if Ray Warren came out with a claim like this, having the credibility that Ray Warren has, he'd stand by it, and you walk in the shadows of the great man, and surely, Maroon, for your own credibility, you're going to have to go through with it should the boys get up over the Knights this week.
Well, I'll just say two things to that, Luke. Firstly, again, mate, I point out to the fact that I never said it, and the only thing that I see come out of this, what I'm getting out of this, is that the beautiful city of the Gold Coast, their football team, the Titans, You just need to make them aware, A, they haven't won five in a row yet,
right,
and B, they shouldn't think five in a row is such a big deal. Like, only a couple of years ago, my club, the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs, they won 10 in a row. Come and talk to me when you win 10 in a row.
Okay, we'll leave it to you, boys. Hey, Maroon, are you calling the Titans game this weekend?
I'm calling the Titans game against the Knights. So no matter what,
the Knights will be winning on a Triple M course. So please don't tune in. Just watch it on Fox.
We love your work, boys. We'll leave you to it, and you could sort it out over the weekend. It's going to be a must-listen-to game here at Triple M. Maroon, we'll see you in a dress up here on the coast at some stage next year, mate. All the best.
Go the Knights.
See you, Princess.
See you, Gordy. And thank you for your time, mate. See you. There they go, the boys. And we'll wait and see what happens with regards to all that.
The other huge result Friday evening, Anthony, was the Gold Coast Titans, five in a row. What a tremendous finish to the season for that club. To their coach, Justin Holbrook, congratulations. Done a brilliant job with the roster that he's got. And he'll be bringing some really high-profile, big-name recruits there next season. Future looks very bright, but obviously also hinging on that result was your good self, Anthony, and the SCC.
And your future is now looking extremely bright.
I just want to say, you guys have gone completely away from the running sheet. Is this what's happened here? Do you know about? Oh, this is another stitch up. Is it this Tom Birmingham?
Anthony, the hormones are affecting you.
All right. Now, you've gone away from the running sheet. My side just beat the Roosters 60-8.
Listen, Dale.
So you finished with the route. I mean, it was a record win over the Roosters. Alex Johnson scored five tries. Corey Allen had a blinder. And this is a big story, and you want to turn this into, you want to trivialise this by going back to this sex change nonsense. I want to say, before we do that, Gordon, it would be a brave, brave human being to write the Roosters off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, absolutely. But it's got to be a coaching miracle. You know what I mean? Like to turn them around, like do they not watch video, just start, you know, like do they try to forget about it and go there? I don't know what they do. There's two ways. You just address it really quickly or pretend it didn't happen.
Well, if there's anyone that's going to write the Roosters off, it's the master of the absurd proposition, Antonia Maroon.
Mate, I would never write them off, no.
So, sweetheart, what have you got to say?
I've got to say that the Rabbitohs beat them 60-8. That's right.
What have you decided in terms of names? What are you thinking there?
Antoinette.
Mate, I'm not
Antonia?
Thinking. The truth.
Antonia.
I actually like Priscilla.
Yeah.
Oh, that suits you.
Well, look, I just, let me just,
you,
for
a personal
once.
Personal favourite was, we should put that at the poll. Priscilla or Billie Jean?
Billie Jean.
Mate, I tell you what, we need to put to the poll.
You have got a lot of traction around town about Billie Jean.
I know that I went for a stroll down Redfern Street this morning on my way here to get a coffee, and the number of people that come up to me and said, it's the greatest stitch-up, it's the greatest hatchet job that's ever been done on a human being.
The vessel?
And for all those people, yeah, the vessel was there, actually, getting his ya-ya.
Was Ezzy there?
Getting his ya-ya's prescription.
Ezzy's
dead.
Okay.
Listen.
Daphne was.
The thing is here that it's the greatest stitch up ever, this sex change nonsense.
But it's not a stitch up.
It's
stitch
up.
On tape.
It's on tape.
Anthony,
but today,
all the listeners are across it because
today,
they've heard the
we'll
audio.
We'll hear the whole tape. We'll hear the whole, whole audio today. And Paul.
Well, who
Paul,
knows what else is going to happen?
When
today.
I was at C-Bus, it was a talk in the hallways. Every time I walked out of the corporate box to go to the toilet, is it really going to happen? Good luck. I posted a photo of myself. Everybody can't wait. To listen to our show, Anthony. Mate, you know what? You've become famous for the silly things you say.
It seems to me the Titans are in more trouble than they've ever been because they've won 5 games in a row. They might have played one good team, one final team. They won 5 games in a row. I'm sick to death of this. I'm sick to death of the Titans. I used to go to the Gold Coast for a holiday twice a year. I go to Syria now before I go to the Gold Coast. So get that up, yeah? And we're going to play the full audio today of this.
Make sure you dress appropriately over there.
And now, Hoops, would you like to call BS on anything, you imposter?
You're tossing salads, Anthony.
Not
it's always
anymore.
Interesting
Not
whenever
anymore.
You're tossing salads. So, look, yeah, I'm going to call BS, Anthony, on your very good self once again. You
what's
know,
a
we
shock.
Want to talk about gender revealing. Once again, you've written a check that your body can't cash.
Yeah.
You are the king
but
of cash.
But he's getting surgery to correct that.
Well, perhaps. But this is it. You never, like, whether it was the Roosters cheerleader bet, you did come through on the grand final. I'll grant you that. You did sing Advance Australia Fair at the grand final. I was there, witnessed it, and enjoyed it, as did a lot of the fans who were present on the day. But this one, the Gold Coast Titans, it was an insult. You were taking the mickey out of the club, and it's come back to bite you.
Right. Well, it hasn't really, because we'll hear. When can we hear the actual real audio? Have you got it? Have you? Felix is our...
here we go. This has been doctored.
Let's have a listen
just
to the real audio.
Just for everybody who's listening, this is doctored.
This is what actually did happen. I tell you what, if they win 5 in a row, don't worry about breast implants. I'll get a sex change. No, I won't. I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right, boys, we'll take a break. Yeah, you might have heard me say I'm just kidding about a dozen times in there.
Well, and so that's the doctored. That's
nah,
the doctored
that's
audio
nonsense.
That you
that's
had to
nonsense,
speak about last
right?
Anthony, you've been in here all day working.
How could I do
that?
Look, I'm not going down this road. We've got to take a break. You are all idiots, and that's why I'm pulling the pin on this nonsense after the grand final. You'll have to get some other palooka to put up with your garbage.
So that's the end of you.
That's
all
it.
Done.
That's done.
This
I'm
is
done.
The retirement.
This is it. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Of Devon
you
Maroon.
Blokes will have to beg me to come back. Let's take a break. It's Triple M rocks the footy. And welcome back to the beautiful ANZ Stadium in our hometown, the beautiful city of Sydney. Very overcast today, but it's going to be big. It's grand final night. We're broadcasting it live right across the Triple M network. Kickoff just after 7:30. Hope you'll join us for that. And, of course, we are here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848. We have Bryden's on deck to do an origin show, and hopefully we might even just rip in and go right across summer by demand. But thank you very much to the team at Bryden's for getting on board with our State of Origin show. And they are proud supporters of the New South Wales State of Origin side as well. Paul Kent, James Triceps Hooper, Gordon Tallis. And let's have a little bit of fun now. It is time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, you know how this works. We just ask the boys, what's on your mind? What do you want to get off your chest? It can be rugby league related, but it doesn't have to be. So I call BS. Let's start with you, James Triceps Hooper.
Well, Anthony, not for the first time, social media has lit up and gone burko about this Castle Hill RSL incident from earlier in the year when you promised that you would get breast implants if the Parramatta Eels made the top four. And so, as a result, I would now like to welcome to the program our eyewitness, Chris, from Castle Hill. Chris, hello. And please, just talk us through so we can get your version of events, exactly what happened out there on the evening in question.
Hello, Triple M listeners, and hello, Anthony Maroon. Listen, yeah. I just want to clear something up, mate. No, mate, listen, let me speak. I was an attendee at Maroon's Trivia. G'day, Gordy. I was an attendee at Maroon's Trivia at the Castle Hill RSL on a Thursday night back in February. It would have probably been about 50 or 60 people in attendance. There was a table of para fans, you know, chirping up the front, you know, all harmless banter and all that. And Maroon fires back and said, "Dead set, you lot." And this is a direct quote. "Dead set, you lot. I'll tell you all right now, if the Parramatta Eels make the top four, I will get breast implants." Maroon, right. Am I right or am I right?
This is absolute. Where do you live, Chris?
Maroon? Castle Hill, mate. Castle Hill.
Okay, well, you're not the guy that rang, that texted Kenty with the, that started
well,
actually, all this.
Mate, Anthony, it's funny to say that. PK is a I know PK through an acquaintance, and yep. You know, as soon as this happened, I thought I've got to tip PK into this because right. You know, as we all know, given Maroon's record for making unsubstantiated bets, I thought you know, yeah, I'll pass it on to PK.
Well, but, Chris,
one of the paraffins said, "We'll hold you to that," right? And within minutes, and I don't think you boys would believe this, but it's true. Maroon then proceeded to conduct what I can only describe as a shakedown by interrogating people. table. It was intimidating and it was completely inappropriate.
Right.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you what happened in the interim between the statement that he made
and the shakedown
was at 7:53 on Thursday, January 23. I sent Anthony a message.
Hang on, February.
He said January.
Oh,
no, we can play this back for you later because we know you're getting old and senile, but let me say this.
Sorry, it was January, sorry.
Oh. Yeah,
but anyway, I wrote a text to you, Anthony. I said, "Get ready for the breast implants, buddy." You wrote back, "What are you talking about?"
Exactly.
So, Anthony, I think you're a compulsive liar. I said, "Eels might make the top four," at which point you wrote back, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
There you go.
I said, "The entire crowd at Castle Hill RSL does." You wrote back, "I'm at home."
There you go.
People, Anthony.
I clearly have made no reference to...
Do we need to go to the Rocket Industry invoices?
Listen, you were deliberately thrown off. No. You know there's no invoices.
No.
That supports his case.
Chris, I don't know who you are, but you just congratulations, mate. You've got yourself barred. A lifetime ban of any trivia night I host. You are barred. And look out, mate, if I see you in the street, straight into a karate stance.
Have a good day, boys.
Thanks, yeah. Chris.
Oh, what about that guy? Where did you find him?
Well, we found him at Castle of ourselves.
Yeah, it happened in February. No, it happened in January.
January 20. I've got the date here, Anthony.
Good Lord.
I've got your hold and all. You tried to pretend you were at home.
I wasn't. Well, if I said I was at home, let's put the whole thing to bed. I've told you on the text I'm at home. You're smarter than that, Paul. Hoops,
Anthony,
I expect
Anthony,
this.
All it takes is a phone call to Castle Hill RSL to confirm you host a trivia night there, Thursday, January 23 in the evening, and your whole alibi is shot to bits, mate.
Look, you've got this bloke, and I've never heard of
come
him.
Come on, Anthony.
I don't know him.
Just admit it, mate.
What I would suggest to you two, and I'm going to call BS on you two, it's grand final day. Have you guys done any work on the grand final? You've done all you've
spoken
spent,
about it for the opening
you've
half
spent
hour
an
of the
hour
program.
And 12 minutes
We've got
trying
a grand final
me.
Legend on in Gordon Tallis, who's wearing his grand final ring, one of them, that he's picked up on this day. So we've done plenty of...
All right.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.